The overarching idea of car hailing or 网约车 is that a customer hires a driver to take them exactly where they need to go. More often than not here in China, it's done virtually, hailing a car and driver from an app.
That's true.
But that's the overarching idea. Mm-hmm. And as the business model differentiates according to the needs of customers, now there's also a subcategory called ride sharing or 顺风车.
Yeah.
Yes, so safety is a reoccurring concern about car hailing services. In a recent tragedy involving the death of a female flight attendant has triggered an outcry of dissatisfaction over this service. Well, let's start today's discussion with the tragedy that happened recently.
Absolutely. First of all, to point out, I think there's a huge difference here in how it's going to pertain to the story, is ride sharing is like Didi. It's like Uber, okay? In the fact you sometimes share a ride, maybe with other people, and then you pay as a taxi to go somewhere. Carpooling.
Yes.
Is where somebody is going to this one place, and if you want to go to that place with them, you can tag along, but they're not going to go anywhere else. The only way you're riding with them is if you're going to that place, okay? That is carpooling. Ride sharing is a taxi service that is shared maybe with other people, okay? So this is important because a 21-year-old named Lee was a flight stewardess working for Lucky Air. I don't know if you guys have taken Lucky Air, but it's an affiliate of Hainan Airlines. On May 5th, before midnight, she booked a car on popular car hailing app Didi Chuxing to travel from the suburb to downtown, of Zhengzhou, North China's Hunan province. More specifically, in addition to the car hailing services, Didi Chuxing also operates on, as I said, a carpooling platform within its app, which essentially is just a platform helping users to hitch a ride with other car owners going to similar directions. Much like I had said, Lee decided to use this service to find a ride to downtown Zhengzhou. During the trip, Lee reached out to her colleague, all right? So this is during the ride. She reached out to her colleague on WeChat and complained about harassment from the driver. The colleague called to check in on her status, I guess a little worried, but only heard her saying that she was fine. Although afterwards, neither Lee's family nor her colleague could reach her on her phone. A few days later, police found her body and identified the driver as the primary suspect. Forensics revealed there were signs of sexual violence, and Lee was stabbed nearly 30 times in the neck and chest area. The driver, surnamed Leo, was using his father's credentials to drive for Didi, not even his own, okay? So maybe this is a problem, how loose it is to register. Surveillance camera showed that he had abandoned his car and jumped into the river on Saturday, May 12th. Police confirmed this after they found a body, that is Leo's body, the primary suspect, in the river. Okay, during the hunt for the suspect, Didi did offer 1 million yuan as a reward for information leading to Leo's capture, but later withdrew it due to questions on the legitimacy of this. So there's a lot of smoke and mirrors going on here. Some people are saying Didi needs to apologize. People are asking about regulations. People are saying, oh, this is just a one in a million. This happens all the time. These kind of, you know, like people get hurt sometimes, like sometimes things happen, you know, and this is an argument some people are saying. There's a lot of different ways people are looking at this one scenario, but one thing we definitely can say is it's extremely sad, and I would never want to see something like this happen again. So whatever we can do to fix this, I hope it can be done.
Yeah, this is extremely sad, especially if we consider this little girl who passed away or was murdered was only 21 and hasn't even started dating. She has just graduated from a school, or a, should I say a technical school, and she's just started working at the Lucky Air for less than half a year. And her family has high hopes for her, and to see a life ending like this tragically is just very, very sad.
It's sad for everyone to see this. And certainly we've heard complaints about just not happy with the service, or, you know, the driver is not keeping the car clean, or he's too talkative, or not bringing me to the right place, those kind of things. But here we're talking about a murder. This is the extreme of extreme. And the fact that car hailing or carpooling, 顺风车, like Ryan has pointed out, it has become an everyday thing that many people would resort to when you can't find public transportation, or if you're not willing to, or you need to go somewhere.
Actually, in 2017, riders take more than 30 million trips every day using Didi's car hailing service. Didi charges 20% from each trip, plus 50 cents for management fee. So that gives you actually your numbers right there.
Exactly. Well, thank you for the supporting evidence.
Yeah, a lot of people are taking it.
Exactly. And the most recent response that comes from Didi, the company, is that they suspended
the service as well.
Yes, of the carpooling branch of the company. So it seems like the company is pretty serious about this. Do you think this gesture is going to quiet some of the worries that people have right now?
Well, I think at least it's necessary, because now that we have this case happening, and it's shifted people's attention from car hailing services to this carpooling service that that Ryan had taken time to introduce. I mean, I think those fears are quite legitimate, considering some of the functions that comes with the car sharing service. I mean, Shunfeng carpooling service on Didi is not, well, as simple as Ryan just mentioned. There actually is another element, another layer to that service, in that the carpooling service is essentially a social networking platform, not simply a car sharing information website that you would normally believe. I mean, by social networking, I'm saying that platform actually allows riders and drivers to communicate with each other. And even after a rider has finished the trip with the driver, it is possible for the driver to give out ratings on the rider. There are also comments, for instance, like reliability. Well, is she punctual or are they punctual? So according to the screenshot of a critic that was blasting at this carpooling service provided by Didi, well, the screenshots show that some female passengers' rating page. So in the example, we see this female passenger has a reliability rating of 97 out of 100, which is, helpful to drivers, obviously. The most frequent text, yes. The drivers also get to sort of impose certain tags on those riders to sort of distinguish them. So there are the most frequent tags that this female passenger has received include, breathtaking beauty, very punctual, sweet voice, elegant and graceful, and very polite. And also on the same page, there were also comments left by some drivers, including, she looks great even without makeup, a quiet, beautiful girl. The way she gets off the car with those stockings on is very tempting. So those kind of tags or comments that you see that comes with a rider, I don't think, well, if you are a female rider and you look to get a ride from a certain driver, you're not sure whether they are coming here, that they're exactly traveling in the same direction that you're going, or that they are tempted by the description or the text that other drivers has given you. They seem, they're just a pervert that would like to see some beautiful girls.
Not just that. In March 2016, police in Shenzhen conducted a scrutiny survey type thing amongst drivers in car hailing platforms, okay? What you might find is a bit scary. So they found that 1,425 drivers had a history with drug abuse, okay, in this little survey they did, Shenzhen Police 2016. All right, they also found that 1,661 drivers had history with important criminal cases. All right, keep in mind that this guy who had killed this girl authenticated himself on the platform using his father's credentials. He must have done it so easily. I mean, the regulations or whatever Didi's doing to register its drivers obviously is allowing people to just falsify information to a degree this guy was able to. And in which case, how many of these guys, I mean, just looking at this Shenzhen conducted survey by police, some of these guys are often maybe the people you don't want to be in a car with. And you know what? I have some statistics here too. Lee's case is the second occasion in less than a month where Didi has had to offer an apology. So, you know what? An apology isn't going to bring somebody's daughters back, Didi. This is the second time in less than a month. Your apologies are becoming cheap. It's time to take action, because this girl was sexually assaulted and stabbed 30 times by a guy who falsified information on your site where you didn't check his credentials. And on top of that, there are police out there saying, hey, Didi, a bunch of your drivers are ex-drug users or people with criminal pasts. Are these really the people that we want driving around citizens or girls at night, whether it's carpooling or not? You know, regardless of the service, don't provide it if you're not going to manage it properly. Because I understand Didi considered this, since it's not something necessarily making them a lot of money, as the carpooling service, as I'm saying. It was loosely managed, okay? So this could be a reason why Leo, the murderer who killed himself in the river, had initially registered for Didi Chuxing, which he did using his father's credentials, and then moved and transferred over to the carpooling platform, which is inside Didi Chuxing.
Yeah.
And this is how that happened.
Well, there's one thing right now that is a bit difficult for the investigation to be carried out effectively. That is, sadly, both parties are no longer with us. So some part of this, the final decision on what happened there is speculation or trying to extrapolate. For example, like one thing. So Leo, the murderer. It's hard to say whether he fabricated the information of his dad or he stole or borrowed his dad's account to do...
Question the dad.
Well, exactly. So, but there...
I'm pretty sure he probably either... It's just not a question. He got his dad's credentials. What is his dad doing? Leaving his credentials around or... probably giving it to his son. Maybe there was negligence regardless.
But is it true that maybe the carpooling service that's being provided here by Didi is one of the weak links or, you know, the loopholes of the business?
Let me answer your question with this information from the U.S. on car hailing, okay? So according to CNN, in the past 4 years, okay? In the past 4 years, at least 103 Uber drivers and 16 Lyft drivers were charged with sexual assault, kidnap, and other crimes. No, as I understand, murders, okay? So in 4 years, though, so that's not actually so much. Didi's making their almost second apology within the recent, without it even being a whole month, okay? So they're apologizing quite often. I mean, on April 29th, Jung Hong, founder of high-end online community for women, said he was beaten by a Didi driver after failing to verbally resolve a disagreement. And on the night of May 5th, Hyung, a driver in Guangdong, threatened his customer with a knife after a bad rating was threatened. Okay, so... Here's my question. In the U.S., this kind of stuff doesn't seem to be happening on the level maybe that it's happening on Didi Chuxing. So maybe it's something to do with regulations. Now, I had said within 4 years, Uber had 103 complaints of things that are just sexual assault, kidnap, and other crimes. This is according to CNN. All right. But Lyft only had 16 of these cases, which I wonder what Lyft is doing. maybe we can look into their background checks they do for their drivers. Because even compared to those numbers, I mean, I understand Uber's bigger, probably operates more, so that would explain maybe a higher number. But regardless, in 4 years, those numbers are pretty small. We're talking about Didi, and this is something that has been happening twice in a month. These kind of cases where we're seeing problems with drivers and the people that are taking the cars.
Yeah, I think you really took some time to blame Didi Chuxing. I think that company really deserve it to some extent. But really, I think a lot of the things can be ascribed to maybe overexpansion. Overexpansion in the sense that Didi has been moving too fast. It's now operating more than 400 cities across China. And it's also trying to extend its tentacles to overseas cities as well. And also, we look at the history of car hailing services in China. We know that in the past few years, what they were doing was not necessarily in improving the quality of service, but instead they were more preoccupied with trying to dominate the market. We saw competition between Didi and Kuaidi until they merged, and then we saw Didi and Kuaidi after the merger engaged in a competition with Uber, which ultimately led to the ouster of Uber a few years back. And so a lot of the things in the history of car hailing application or services in China involved competition, turf war. So the company didn't really have much time into improving the quality of service or streamlining the management of that.
And rapid expansion, as you'd said.
And also on the other field as well. Well, I believe Uber has been working with local governments to sort of reduce or increase the fortitude of its vetting process. And I think I have read it in another story saying that Uber, the introduction of Uber services has actually led to, in some cities, a 20% reduction in crime rate. Whereas in China, we see, even in Beijing, first-tier city, the capital of China, back a few years back, we saw some illicit actions being taken by Didi drivers, in the sense that sometimes when we book for a car, a different car with a different car plate will come and pick you up. And that situation is being addressed, and we don't see those very often. But I imagine in smaller cities in China, that situation still exists. I mean, this is also a sign that maybe the vetting process at Didi isn't exactly well developed.
Yes, and certainly Didi is at the center of this media storm right now. And here is a question, just looking at this case. Of course, a death is involved, and we know that possibly the criminal, the murderer, possibly has received a sentence of death. But who's more responsible in all of this? Do you think that Didi holds a large amount of responsibility here?
Yes, because the dude falsified and used his father's credentials. It must have been pretty easy. There's comments going around on their website that are calling girls looking good in stockings, borderline sexual harassment happening on their platform, and it's not going checked. These messages need to be taken away. This is like people driving girls and saying like, oh man, I wonder what she looks like without her clothes on, and like having these kind of comments go on. Didi, you have a responsibility to protect those who choose your service. And you have not done that. And it has happened recently. The other episode being on May 5th, where someone got threatened with a knife. Okay, and a lot of these drivers are people with drug history or criminal cases. Why are you hiring them to be driving around people? Here's what I got to say. I think Didi needs to stop making apologies and start making changes. And if they don't, this isn't going to go away. People are going to associate risk with Didi Chuxing, okay? And in which case, this is going to lead to the rise of the taxi. The return of the taxi driver comes in and saves the day. And you know what? After hearing about this story, because I'm so... literally came in Monday, made me so angry to hear what happened to this poor girl. You know what? Something needs to be done. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I think what Ryan's comment just may perhaps shed some light on what DD should improve its service with. For instance, by allowing drivers to tag beautiful girls with such unpleasant
comments and stuff.
Means that actually DD is sharing information about the users in an unnecessarily manner. I mean, I don't believe drivers have any need for that kind of information to decide whether they'll pick up a girl or not. I mean, also the carelessness with private information of users is also shown in the way in the wanted ad that DD issued. We just mentioned that DD offered ¥1,000,000. For information leading to the suspect's capture. And in the ad, it included the suspect's ID number, picture, and also a phone number, all kinds of information. I mean, those kind of information are not for that company to share to the general public. Do you think so?
Yeah, especially because, I mean, for the case, that's court stuff, you know? None of this personal privacy stuff should be revealed unless the officials of the law somehow say that's okay.
So there is that social function that possibly is, well, it's just not appropriate in all of this, in the business model, really, when looking at the carpooling part.
Yeah, and this is just sad. This is a sad thing to hear about.
Yes, and
be safe out there, guys, you know?
And also, it's this reaction that has gotten lots of people to talk about girls, like younger women, need to protect ourselves better. And that leads to another big discussion, which is controversial too. When shouldn't we talk more about making the environment safer for people instead of saying you can't be hot or dress hot?
Yeah. I mean, I'd love to talk more about that specifically as well.